I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you. Get Goldfinger
today. Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm joined on the line to slander, the slander expert, really. And I don't want to pigeonhole you, but, you know, it is a coincidence that you always come on for these pods. Asad.
Yo, what's up, man?
You told me in our DM that you didn't even watch the second and third quarters, which is fine because those quarters didn't matter. All that matters is the first quarter where the Raptors outscored the Lakers 42-17 in the first quarter. But really, it was 41-10 at one point. And the Raptors cruise basically from that point onto a 121-107 win. Bro.
Yo. Bro. Listen, I was with my family at a nice eating establishment, D spot. If you're in Mississauga, check it out. It's a nice spot. But I look down, I have my phone running, I got the data on. I'm watching the game. I'm like, "Oh, Danny Green hits a three. Oh, Serge has a couple finishes. Oh, Kyle hits a three. Oh, it's going good." Look down at the score. It's 39-10. What? Yo, the Lakers are hot trash. I have not seen so many people open in the paint in my life.
Yeah, this was disgusting. A disgusting effort.
It was a bold defensive choice. Hey, yo, if you need to stop a team from hitting threes, just leave guys open in the paint. I think it works. You're trading the three for the two, right? So,
yo, listen. LeBron called JaVale McGee defensive player of the year candidate, and Serge Ibaka came out and shot a perfect 14 of 14 through the first three quarters.
Serge Ibaka had, 20 points in the first quarter?
Serge Ibaka shot 8 of 8 in the first quarter alone, dog. He did not miss a 3-2 mid-range shots dunking, who he drove past LeBron and dunked. I don't even know what to say right now. I mean, I'm just...
Honestly, shout out to Alex Wong, Stephen LeBron.
Shout out.
Russell Westbrook won MVP. Mm. James Harden won MVP. Mm-hmm. It's only right. Serge Ibaka, MVP. I want to hear chants the next home game.
Yo. Listen, Serge is playing amazing.
Every time Kawhi sits, Serge goes off for 30.
Wow. Kawhi was holding them back.
Big
man.
Facts.
Kawhi was holding them back. Serge had 34 points tonight. It's a career high for him. His previous career high was 31. He just scored 30, I think, earlier this week. This game was just, I can't believe the Lakers are that bad. I mean, like, you look at it and you're like, well, you know, yeah, they're starting JaVale McGee, and like, yeah, you know, all these young guys aren't that great, and it's like, yeah, they play a guy named Zubac like off the bench, like regular minutes.
It's not even their offense. Like, their offense looks fine. Like, they look like a team on the second night of a back-to-back. They just cannot guard anybody.
It's disgusting,
all.
Man.
It's such and yo, big ups to LeBron for literally going to LA and deciding to do his best Kobe impression. Man plays one man zone the entire game. He's like, there was, I think, one highlight of it's like LeBron switches off on Kyle, like switches off in quotation marks because he has his back turned to him and Kyle just cuts back door. That was a Serge pass where Serge takes on two guys. Takes out a double on a drive after having already taken two steps and tosses a dump-off pass to Kyle underneath the basket.
Mm.
So shout-out Serge Ibaka learning how to pass. He had two assists this game, career high.
That's the thing.
Might
correct.
Be true.
Also career high, two assists. It's probably
three. Yeah, LeBron straight up throwing DeMar DeRozan defensive highlight reels out there. It's beautiful.
Wow. Slandering Mr. Loyalty.
My God.
You know who was not Mr. Loyalty? Kawhi Leonard. Didn't play today. That jam foot. Didn't play, but, you know, honestly, the Raptors didn't need Kawhi in this one, man. Imagine if Kawhi had played. Imagine if it was Kawhi out there instead of OG Anunoby breaking threes or CJ Miles playing any
Kawhi
minutes at all. This game would have been like, they could have won by 50 tonight if they wanted to. I'm serious. It was that bad by the Lakers.
Bruh, yo, I love it. Yo, did you see that, the after practice interviews yesterday with Kawhi?
Yeah.
Dog, LA media is wild. Someone asked him how his, like, he's like, yo, you know, just home, you know, getting a lot of hugs from the family. And then someone follows up with questions like, oh, so, like, how is that? You know, hugs from the family. And he's like, what? Hugs from your family? They're great. Like, what do you want from me?
I've never experienced intimacy before. What's a hug like?
The question was wild. Also, the best part is that Allen Iverson answer he gave afterwards.
Yo.
100% a troll job.
Yo.
Like he got like I'm putting it out there. I think he got pissed off at these stupid questions. He's like, you know what? F you people. I'm about to let y'all know. Oh, the Lakers? Nah, I was never a Laker fan. Are you kidding me? I liked Allen Iverson actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, put that in your story.
Man.
Are you excited to play against LeBron tomorrow? Oh yeah, for sure. I'm so excited to play against LeBron.
Yo, man, the questions are wild, man. The questions are wild. Nah, man. It's great though. It's nice that the Raptors as a team could be sort of put on display instead of just like Kawhi, which like Kawhi is getting all the shine. It's great. But like I think this is one of those games where like everyone gets some credit because you see the rest of this Raptors team. You see how Kyle Lowry's running the like man, 15 assists again. Like it's nothing. He's got 116 assists through 10 games of the first 10 games of the season. 21 points as well. Like the Raptors as a team just plays well. I mean, but the thing is, like, I don't even want to count too much from this game because, like, yo, they didn't play hard. LeBron only took 12 shots, which is crazy. JaVale was just trash. That's the one thing with Serge. Not only was he great on offense, he was great on defense. Like, JaVale couldn't get anything going.
I saw Serge stop LeBron on a possession late in the game, and that was like, yo, this is a dude who was spinning the ball in his face 2 years ago.
Oh Ibaka was great. I can't believe Ibaka had 34 points, man. 34 points on 15 of 17 shooting. Come on.
I'll be honest, though. This was a great road trip because it's like Phoenix and LA are just like the slump busters. Like you go up against those teams and everybody gets to bust their slump. That's a great back to back. I got to say, though, the Lakers, great strategy. Mm. Tanking for Zion. Yo, Zion in LA, that's a great plan.
Imagine having
you
two
got
LeBrons.
Zion on one wing, LeBron on the other wing. No centers. That's what you need.
Yo, the Lakers really play no centers, man. They'll play Kyle Kuzma at center. They'll play Zubac at center. I mean, damn. They play a guy named Svi Mihalik, who I think actually is a nice shooter. At least that's what Lakers Twitter tells me.
So they got all these rookies that are just like they're counting on rookies to come in and do stuff for them. And it's like, bro, like,
no, man.
The team is so trash. It's
garbage.
So trash.
Lance came in and just chucked up like 8 bad shots. Bro, this man went 2 of 8 in 13 minutes with 0 assists.
The fourth quarter started with like both teams missing four Raptors came down, had like 2 turnovers and missed 4 straight shots
wide open,
the Lakers scored 0 points in that span. And they had 3 of their starters on the court.
KCP 1 of 5, Josh Hart 1 of 5.
I saw KCP turn down an open 3-pointer in the fourth quarter to drive into Surge and lose the ball.
This is a pathetic team, man. And also, I mean, look, the Lakers weren't really in it in the second half. They hit some threes in the fourth quarter where the Raptors just kind of weren't taking good shots and had, like, bad floor balance and they're getting some open threes. But, like, I found it very interesting that LeBron never came back into the game, man. It's either you got to think either Luke was just saying, you know what, LeBron, you don't want to play today, fine. You could just chill on the bench. It's either that or, you know, LeBron just said,
I think when you're down, like, 20 going into the fourth quarter, like what they had, down to 14 –
yeah.
And I was like, all right, if you got
14 with 4 minutes left, you could bring in LeBron for that. We brought in Kawhi for that, and he hurt his foot.
14 with 4 minutes left is like, that's out of reach at that point.
I don't know, man.
LeBron was a negative 22, and even their comeback last night, LeBron was like a negative a million.
Mm. Wow.
Like,
Kobe would never.
Their bench has been the better unit in the comeback game, so.
Yo, man, listen.
Dog, when your best players are John Rondo, that's a problem.
This team is trash. This team is honestly. This game.
Shout out again. Lonzo Ball turning out an open layup late in the fourth quarter because he saw Kyle Lowry rotating over.
Yep. Kyle Lowry taking clutch charges as he always does.
Kyle Lowry's cool over man. Everything and under everyone, boss.
Yep. I don't think we've ever seen a player lead the league in assists and also charges. It's just a weird thing to do. But Kyle's got that on lock. Honestly,
you know what's weird, though? I swear this is the year that Kyle Lowry was supposed to decline. We're going to see Kyle Lowry decline this year. I'm telling you. That's what I was told.
I got to be honest. I might have wrote that Kyle Lowry will make the All-Star team this year. It seems like a lie. It seems like he probably will start the game. He deserves to.
Yo, Serge Ibaka is going to make the All-Star game this year.
Bro, but what about JV? They're killing JV. They're killing my man JV off the... Yo, if I hear one more time about JV's minutes, I'm gonna snap. They're like, yo, we should play JV and Ibaka back together. No, what are you doing?
You know what the thing is, they need to get JV minutes, but the problem is that the Raptors keep blowing teams out, so JV keeps playing garbage time minutes, and Greg Monroe gets to play no time. Poor Greg Monroe. He's like, poor yo, Greg I get Monroe. To play all these garbage time minutes on this team.
He's a real casualty on this one. Yeah, you know, honestly, this win felt a lot like when the Raptors smacked up the Cavs last year in December. I think they won by like 40 points or 37 points.
29 or 34.
Was it 29? Something, it was some ridiculous number.
The thing is, they smacked the Cavs and the Celtics back to back. So I forget. One of them was 29, the other was 34. Both trash teams.
Mm. And then DeMar started regressing really hard the rest of the year, and we weren't as good anymore, and he got traded for Kawhi, who is not even here right now. But still, the Raptors were able to smack up the Lakers. I mean, seriously, it was 41-10 after the first 9 minutes. 41-10. Yo, and the thing is, the Raptors weren't even hot from three. They shot pretty poorly, 10 of 35.
No, we haven't gotten free McDonald's fries in like a week and a half.
I know. They're really prioritizing our health. Shout out to the Raptors, but also don't shout out to the Raptors, man. Come on, we need those. But three stars. Surge, number one. Yo, Surge had 34 points. I can't believe it. I keep looking at this box score. It doesn't make no sense. Yo, 34 points.
You know how you tweet every like 10 minutes that Kawhi Leonard is a Toronto Raptor? Breaking news, Kawhi Leonard is a Toronto Raptor?
Uh-huh.
Dog, Serge Ibaka had 34 points.
Surge, 34 points. Plus 32. 10 rebounds. 2 assists. 2 steals. The fact that he had 2 assists. Very incredible. 15-17 from the field. 1-1 from the three-point line, and 3-3 from the free throw line. Surge was incredible. Kyle gets the second star, 21, 15, 6, 2, 1, 1, 3 three-pointers. Only 33 minutes, that's nice. He really would have been under 30 if the bench could actually just hold the lead or if JV would contest an open three for once. I mean, who's your third star? Are you going with Pascal or are you going with DeLon Wright?
Oh man, or Danny Green, I gotta go with Pascal. Pascal had some dimes.
Pascal, man.
This guy just he knew it was a big national media game, so he just he shined out. Cause I saw a lot of LA writers were talking about Pascal. They didn't know who he was, so he's gonna get a lot of shine. I think tomorrow, Monday morning, on all those shows, he's gonna get a lot of shine. So
good.
My God,
good.
Dude went off. But it was nice to see. One thing was nice, since we had all our point guards, we saw some 3-point guard lineups today, which is cool.
What'd you call him before? Sober Lamar?
Yo, man. Oh, I did not say that. Chill out. I just said that Lamar was his comp, yo. I would never say that. Don't disrespect Lamar Odom, all right?
Honestly, saying, man, playing in LA.
The Lakers should try to sign Lamar Odom from the Guangdong. Is it what Chinese team he's playing for right now? Shanghai Sharks?
I'm going to look it up. I didn't even know he was playing in China, to be honest.
Yo, he is, man. He has a whole comeback thing. Give him a Starberry, bro.
Lamar Odom, China.
Your connection.
Okay. All right.
Where is Ozzy, the Lakers, bring back Tyson Chandler. Yo, bring back Andrew Bynum. Bring back Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom plans to play in Big 3 in China in 2019 before retiring. Bro, just retire right now. You don't have to do either of that. Why? Why do you need that? So... yeah, he's going to get a deal in China. It doesn't say what team. Okay. Man. I don't know, man. I wish for the best for Lamar, though. Lamar is a good really.
You got to fill me in on what DeLon's numbers are with this game, though.
Oh, okay. You can see the second and third quarter. I mean, he got 11 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. 5 of 8 from the field. He was good. He was very active. It's good job by DeLon. I mean, the rest of the bench was trash. CJ is so... Bro, CJ shot... 0-6 from the field, 0-4 from 3, 3 rebounds, an assist, a steal, -7, 0 points. Norman Powell, 0 points, 0-2 from the field, 0-2 from 3, 3 rebounds, an assist, a steal. JV had 14 points, but he was a -16, the worst in the game, because he kept allowing wide open threes. And Fred, 3 points on 0-6 shooting, 0-4 from deep, 3-4 from the free throw line. If it wasn't for DeLon, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yo, Fred's been the one where I'm like, yo, this guy got to find a shot quick.
Yeah.
But he got a new kid, so, you know, you got to cut him a little slack.
Come on.
CJ, honestly, CJ's going to drop 8 threes on somebody in a half, in the next couple weeks.
Please.
It's coming.
Please. Tomorrow against Utah, please.
It's too wet. I think that, you know what the problem is? I think it's the basketball gods know that we have both Danny Green and CJ Miles.
It's not fair.
And it's like, we can only let one go. Because last night when Danny Green got poked in the eye, CJ comes in, hits 2 threes, bang, bang. Mm. Instant. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's just basketball guys like, yo, chill. Yeah. Y'all too good right now. Calm down.
Danny Green, 5 of 8 from deep, man. Taking every lane from CJ. I've said this before on the pod, I think. But, you know, CJ last year, that guy, veteran presence, you know. Now it's Danny Green. It's like, well, at least CJ could hit threes. But now it's Danny Green. And it was like, well, at least CJ could give you a good quote after the game. Nah, all the reporters are talking to Danny Green. Like, he took every single lane from CJ Miles. His wife's just got to start tweeting, and it's over.
God, bro.
Nah, I'm pulling for CJ, though. He's a good dude, man. Come on. Come through this, man. Please.
Once CJ's shot gets cooking and we'll start seeing some CJ Danny Green lineups where they run off-ball stuff. Ooh. Mm. Imagine, like, if both of them are cooking and they run some off-ball screen action. We saw a little bit of that in preseason. Dog.
If the Raptors could just actually hit wide-open threes.
Yo, they have not shot well from three in, like, 7 or 8 of these first 10 games.
You know what it was, man? Because I asked Nick Nurse all those questions about shooting threes and immediately.
Nick
and
Nurse,
he's like, oh,
JV,
no, we're going to go to the rim
instead. You asked every single player on the roster. You asked all the D-League guys.
I was like, yo, dang, Adele, what are you doing from the three-point line this year? He's like, I don't even know if I'm going to be in Toronto, to be quite honest. But
hey, Eric Moreland, do you think that you guys are going to shoot more threes than
Eric Moreland. Yeah, Jordan Lloyd. Why is there only one L in your last name? Anyway, those are your three stars. You got Ibaka, you got Kyle, you got Siakam. Those are your three best players in the season, outside of Kawhi, of course. By the way, we have Kawhi as well. In terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, I don't really know who would fit this. Like, I guess Kuzma, but like...
Josh Hart hit some shots, right?
Kuzma had a nice one shot, bro. Josh Hart had 6 points on 1 of 5 shooting. Oh, Lord.
Bruh. Yo, that team is so trash.
You know what? LeBron is your Gerald Henderson. That's
LeBron
it.
LeBron is a Gerald Henderson.
LeBron, yes. With a 18-point performance, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 of 12 from the field, 2 of 3 from deep, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. He's just like Shaq in that regard. You know, solid game for LeBron. I think this guy has a future in the league, man.
Yo, man, might just. I think if the Lakers can build a couple more young pieces around him, they might have a promising future.
Wow. I love hearing about the Lakers' promising future. It's been 6 years in running now.
Yeah, they only like
D'Angelo Russell. Has D'Angelo Russell become James Harden yet or not?
So,
God damn.
I think Julius Randle right now is better than every other player on the Lakers not named LeBron James.
Mm. Kuzma's been nice, though. Close. Kuzma's been nice. I don't want to hear those Kuzma versus OG debates, man. Kuzma's better
Kuzma
than OG.
Kuzma can't guard for anybody. Like,
it doesn't matter, bro. Kuzma looks like Frieza, and he can shoot the ball. Like, that's enough. that's enough.
Yo, also, shout out to Brandon Ingram for trying Kyle Lowry.
Aw. Yo, don't post Kyle Lowry,
man. Imagine that you could post up Kyle Lowry when you weigh 114 pounds.
Don't leave your post up around Kyle Lowry, ever. Don't ever post up around
Kyle
Lowry. Kyle
Lowry's left butt cheek weighs more than Brandon Ingram.
Brandon.
Like,
Brandon,
come on,
Ingram,
boss. What
this
are you doing?
This is a disappointment, man. This is a disappointment right there. 16 points and 7-11 shooting. Actually, it was a plus one. Wow.
Hey.
It's impressive to be a plus. Him and Zubac, plus one. Anyway, that does it for the podcast. Asad, thank you for helping me slander the Lakers. Follow us out on Twitter.
I got 34 points, man. 34 points.
14 of 14 from the field to start. Honestly, it was crazy. But follow us at Swar Lasers on all platforms. Anything else?
I just wanted to point out the Wizards won a game today, so that means that they're gonna follow up with 2 more L's.
Bro, they're the class of the East. What are you talking about, man?
Huh?
They're the class of the East, man. Yo, the Sixers lost to the Nets.
Sometimes the more talented win team loses, yo.
Mm.
It's just how it goes. Amen. So that's why they're gonna lose their next 2. Like their point guard's last name. Gotta say true. Follow every W with 2 L's. Bro, the Sixers lost by what, 30 tonight against the Nets?
The Nets. Yo, the Nets, I've said this many times. The Nets are strictly speaking a Zach Lowe propaganda machine, okay? No, the Nets are not a good team. Zach Lowe will just keep telling you it's a good team. This is not a good team, all right? But D'Angelo Russell, 21 points. Caris LeVert, 20 points. Rondae Hollis Jefferson at 21 points. Yo, Rondae sucks, man.
Yo, but
I saw him at Crown League. He was terrible. Dylan Brooks was better than him at Crown League. Like, way better than him at Crown League.
Hey, are you hating on Rondae Hollis Jefferson? Don't do that. That's a brother, yo.
Oh, is he?
Yes, my brother, Rondae Hollis.
Oh, is he?
So I'm looking, my guy.
Okay. Him and Kenneth Reed on the same team.
Yo, straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And Dazan Musa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great Sunday, man. What a great Sunday.
This is a great, yeah, it's a great day, man. Do you enjoy yourself? What'd you do with your extra hour?
With my extra hour?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Today I just slept, yo. Man's be sleeping.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll be sleeping like Kawhi, yo. Kawhi, you know, took a nice nap. Kawhi most likely took a nap, woke up like midway through the second quarter, checked the score, did his and then went on with his day.
Oh, man. I wish Kawhi, yo, someone interview Kawhi after the game, please. I want to hear him laugh just for this.
What a goddamn day, yo.
It's a great day. Woo! Raptors play the Jazz tomorrow. I hope they keep the same energy. But
dog, you got Kawhi coming back full strength. What do you want?
True.
This has actually been a great strategy on back-to-backs, yo.
Yo, that's true.
Team comes in a little bit tired. Yo, we got Kawhi freaking Leonard.
Yep.
Coming off 3 days rest. Like, goddamn. All
right, man.
What a time.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Be easy, boss.
All right, we'll catch you guys later.